Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Hey everybody, it's Michael Steele here. Now, I know you're waiting for the next big episode of the Michael Steele Podcast, but in the meantime, give a listen to this Michael Steele Podcast quick take.
This is not starting off to be a real happy new year. We are a country in crisis at the moment, and the events of January 6th ring very loud in the ears and certainly the hearts of a lot of Americans right now as we are reeling from an attempted coup of our government by the sitting president of the United States. To help us sort of talk through some of this and understand and give some perspective to it is my buddy Rick Unger. I really wanted this because Rick and I always have a way of just kind of having that kind of conversation. And I thought he would be the most important voice from my standpoint to share in this conversation with me on this podcast. And Rick, you guys know him. He's the host of his show, The Rick Unger Show. It's a nationally syndicated 2-hour political and news commentary show. He and I go back to our days with Steele and Unger over at Sirius XM, and you've seen him on TV on Newsmax, Forbes.com. So this is a guy who comes to the table with some insights. And Rick, I'm really happy to have you here with us today. So to talk about this, just the initial impact. You're sitting here, you're watching the president at this rally at around noon. He's encouraging folks to go to the Capitol. Don Jr. does the same. You've got Josh Hawley, Senator Hawley. You've got Senator Ted Cruz from the Senate leadership, House members, Republicans, talking and encouraging voters to take action. And at around 2 o'clock, they did.
Yes, they did.
What was that for you?
Let me first say this. You know, I'm glad to be here because I always feel like I don't entirely know what I think until I put it to the Michael Steele test. So this is a good opportunity for me too. It was astounding. I'm glad you used the words attempted coup because that's the way I'm viewing it. The only thing I add to that is we don't know that that attempt is finished. We really don't. Yeah. I think too many people at this point are assuming that what happened happened. Now we're going to move on. And there are some other opportunities for some pretty bad things to happen. So my antenna is still up.
Mine is too. And I think, you know, I want a lot of our listeners to really kind of appreciate that. And I hope they do. What we saw was not the end. It was probably the beginning.
Yes.
I mean, you had right. The president himself do a video after the fact saying, okay, y'all can go home now. I love you. Thanks what you did. Thanks for coming to DC. You know,
Of course, we know that the whole thing was really Antifa anyhow. So, you know, maybe
right.
It's not so bad.
Right. And then, of course, the mindless, you know, sort of rationalization by Republicans. I mean, I've heard members inside the RNC, party officials sitting there saying, well, this was all Antifa. This was all a plot by Antifa. Really? Antifa doesn't give a rat's ass about Republicans.
You know what? Maybe there were some there saying, hey, I got a great idea. Why don't we pretend to be Trump supporters? The problem is, and this isn't going to matter because we have had, well, let's just say adequate history of people who support Donald Trump having absolutely no interest in objective facts. That is not really their thing. But the reality is we have the photographic evidence now. It's not a secret. We know we've got pictures. We've got admissions of people who lead well, the Proud Boys, neo-Nazi groups. We've got the pictures of those people who were inside the Capitol hanging from the rafters, carrying away Nancy Pelosi's podium, sitting at a desk in Nancy Pelosi's office. We have the photographs. We know who they are. I went through it on my program today. We know who they are. They're not Antifa, I assure you. It's just such a remarkable charge to make. And I can't help but notice all of those right-wing commentators who are quick to point out, well, 99% of them were peaceful. And that may in fact be true, but I can't help but note as they were excoriating the Black Lives Matter protest of the summer, and yes, there would be occasions where there was some violence, not once did I ever hear them say, but 99% of them are peaceful.
Right, right.
It's obscene.
That lays down, because I do want to get into the Black Lives Matter comparison, because it's important for people to understand what happened and what didn't happen. There's so many components of this that are important right now to get into, but the one that I want to start with is the calls that are beginning to intensify for the removal of Donald Trump, either by process of impeachment again, which even Adam Kinzinger, Republican House member, is backing, to invoking the 25th Amendment, whereby the vice president, along with members of the cabinet, would vote to declare that the president is unfit to continue in service. I just want to be on the record with everyone to say that either of those options are okay with me. Donald Trump is a threat to our national security. He's a threat to the underlying moorings of our Constitution and our democracy, and should be removed from the office. I will no longer refer to him as a president. And I think that his removal should be immediate, because even over the next 2 weeks, the idea that he still has command and control of certain faculties and facilities within the administration of government, should be worrisome and problematic for many Americans. How are you on these calls right now that we've seen, from the Speaker of the House, Nancy Pelosi, obviously a Democrat, but nonetheless, along with, the other growing chorus of members, and interestingly enough, Rick, not a whole lot of pushback from Republican senators.
Now, well, I am, and I'll explain why. I am much more in support of impeachment, and there's a reason for that. I am pretty convinced of two things when it comes to the 25th Amendment. I don't think there is time to go that route and get him out of office before he's finished, and I am far from convinced that there would be a majority of those in the cabinet. You would need that to make that happen. So that's right. Not my preferred way. Here's the advantage I see in impeachment. It is, look, we have to recognize Congress never moves with anything that even approaches speed.
Right.
But let's say that the House of Representatives could manage to swear out some articles of impeachment before Trump's term is up. You're still wasting days there, because it's going to take a couple of days and Donald Trump can do his damage. Here's what I find fascinating about that. I strongly suspect that were they to do that, there's just no question that Trump would finish his term before the Senate would even hold its trial. However, there is a clause in the Constitution that makes it clear that federal officials who are impeached and convicted can no longer run or serve in federal offices.
Right.
So if that hangs on its own, then that could bar Donald Trump, if it does go to trial in the Senate and if he is convicted, that could bar Trump from running for president again. However, as is always the case with the Constitution, it's never clear, because there are other provisions in the Constitution that have a tendency, when discussing things like that, to accept the president, the vice president, and the Senate. So this is something, if he is impeached, if he is convicted, and I think we need to do that whether he's gone or not, when he decides, and if he decides to run for president again, it would become a question for the Supreme Court as to whether or not he is permitted to under the Constitution. I'll take those chances.
Thanks for downloading this Michael Steele Podcast Quick Take. Now, you can always find us on Apple Podcasts where, guess what? You can review us. You can give us 5 stars. Oh, yeah. I love the 5-star rating. Or you can catch us on iHeart, Stitcher, TuneIn, or wherever you get your podcasts. See you soon.
I'm sports psychologist Dr. Andrew Jacobs. I created the Sportsmanship Foundation to promote and educate parents and athletes about the role of good sportsmanship in our development. Learn more at winnersunlimited.com. That's winnersunlimited.com.
Everyone loses golf balls, even the pros. When you need golf balls, go to lostgolfballs.com, the world's largest inventory of used golf balls. All the top brands, in stock, 50% off retail. lostgolfballs.com.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.